The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Girls Inc. of Omaha is part of a network that is building a new generation of strong, smart, and bold leaders. And there's a lot happening specifically right here with Girls Inc. of Omaha. Their chief executive officer, Candy Jones, is with me today on Live and Local. Candy, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Can you give us all an overview of how you help girls in the greater Omaha metro area?
Yeah, sure. Girls Inc. of Omaha is a nonprofit. We've been around for 50 years, and our focal point is on girls aging 5 to 18. So we're with young women throughout their entire journey into womanhood. We're also supporting girls after they graduate high school in whatever endeavors that they choose. So I like to say Girls Inc. of Omaha is literally there for the long haul, and we support them in just their overall development. So whatever it takes to be a woman in our community and operating at the in the ways that support our community, that's where Girls Inc. comes in.
You have three facilities. Do those facilities do different things?
Absolutely, yes. So we do have three facilities in the Omaha community. All of our facilities are housed specifically and intentionally in communities where we know we are needed the most. We don't want any girl in our community to lack anything. So in our North Omaha facility, again, girls as ages 5 to 18, we see anywhere from 100 to 150 sometimes a day, 1,000 in the school year. So what we're doing in our North Omaha facility, again, is supporting the girls right where they are. Whatever it is they're needing is what we're able to provide, from homework help to meals to support in what college they're choosing and what studies they want to take, a relationship help. So all of that happens north. The exact same thing happens in our South Omaha facility, but the difference is we are very culturally aware in both areas, right? We, again, want to meet the girls where they are. So whatever that community that we're intentionally housed in says they need to support their girls, that's the support we're giving. So the South Omaha facility today currently serves about 40 to 50 girls on average. And we do a lot around just helping our girls feel safe, feel supported. And again, whatever their college journey is or whatever their journey is after high school, supporting them in that as well, and ensuring that our staff is a reflection of the girls in the community we serve. Our third facility, Protege House, is a transitional living home that supports girls aging out of foster care. So again, we're able to service and support girls from ages 5 when things maybe are going great to 13 when she's a little confused, right? To high school and beyond when she's like, where am I living, right? So all of the things that we're all used to navigating as a people and as a culture, Girls Inc. of Omaha is there to provide that support.
And the growth continues. You just recently broke ground on a new facility. Can you tell us about this?
So exciting. Yes. So we recently broke ground on a new facility located at 21st and L Street, which is probably catacorner to the football field there at South High School. The area and the ground has need a lot of love and support, and Girls Inc. is ready to take it on. So we are raising the funds and have raised most of them in construction costs to be able to build a facility that's going to be 3 to 4 times bigger than our current space, and going from supporting 40 to 50 girls in our community to upwards of 300 to 400 girls in our community. So we are so excited to have a stronger presence in South Omaha.
Do you have this all in the bag, or do you need a little help with this from everybody in the community?
Listen, we are an organization who will always need support and help no matter what. We are servicing so many girls, and we want to keep being able to service girls. So obviously giving of time and resources and finances is going to be important. In terms of construction build, with a $34, $35 million build, we are almost right there at $33, $34 million raised. And again, that is the exceptional work of our community, of our partners, of philanthropy, and again, of people just investing in this work and wanting to see this happen. So we feel really good about the money we have raised. What we're looking to do now is raise another $2 million or so that will help us with operations, sustainability, and just ensuring that the organization can remain thriving in the ways it needs to for our community. We want to keep growing. We don't want to stop here. So whatever support we can get to keep our organization growing and to continue being impactful to all the girls, that's what we're looking for right now. So we're never done raising. Never. And we appreciate everything. There is no gift too small, right? We appreciate everything we get. It goes back to the girls.
And in fact, folks can go to girlsincomaha.org. There's a donate button right there that you can utilize. There's another way you can help out as well. Right now through December 20th, you're having the Girls Inc. Coat Drive. What's that about?
So if you are able to provide support for the cold winter months, whether that's gloves, mittens, scarves, hats, coats, warm socks, we are accepting those. And how we do that is we just take those coats and drives or whatever you're able to offer, and we put them out for our girls to select from, for our girls to decide for themselves, and for them to have something of their own. So whatever you can provide us for that effort, we would appreciate it.
Folks can drop off those donations at 2811 North 45th Street at the Girls Inc. facility right there. That's the Catherine Fletcher Center. Information on donating on those coats and, quite frankly, on Girls Inc. Omaha is at girlsincomaha.org. Candy Jones is the Chief Executive Officer of Girls Inc. Omaha. Candy, you're the hardest working person in 501c3s right now, but keep up the hard work and congratulations on breaking ground on the new facility.
I'm so grateful. Thank you for the time and the energy around this and the support.